So here's an object lesson. This is really an object lesson I've known for a long time. Probably about 20 years. So they couldn't get their door open at a location. I ain't gonna talk about what it is. Four people tried to do it. They couldn't get their door and their door lock working. So somebody sent me a text, "Can you go over here and fix this door?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Can you fix it tomorrow?" I said, "Yeah, I'll go there." So I said, "Let me go there like before lunch and try to get it done before lunch." Now this door had been down, commercial door, for 2 months, and nobody could get the door open and fixed. 3 men couldn't do it. So I went over there, and within 30 minutes I had the door open, I had the new door lock on, I had everything working as smooth as ice. Now what's the object lesson? The guy said, I don't know how you did it. Here's the object lesson. Sometimes when you're too close to the chalkboard, you can't see the solution, right? I came from outside in, and I was able to look at the whole picture from a different perspective. So the object lesson is sometimes you have to just step back. A problem arises. This is about problems. So that somebody has a problem. I've been doing maintenance work for 30 years. So let's say somebody has a problem. They can't figure it out. You sometimes have to just take a break, go get something to eat, think about it while you're eating. Just think about all the how it even works, why, what the possible problems are, you know. Is it some kind of internal mechanism? Is it the frame? You think of all the possibilities that you can. And then you narrow it down. Well, you know it's not this, you know it's not this and this. And you narrow it down to its least common denominator, and that's the problem. So once you solve the problem, you learn this in engineering school. Before you can solve the problem, you have to admit there's a problem and you have to find the problem. Every problem has a solution. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Every problem has a solution, but do you want to find it? That's the question. Do you have faith? Do you have intestinal fortitude to keep thinking about it, turning it over in your mind, meditating on it? It's every problem has a solution. And it might be you have to take the whole door frame out and change the whole door, but you don't let something sit for 2 or 3 months and say, "I can't fix it." You fix it. You face it face to face, head on. You don't fear. You face the problem. And now this could apply. This don't have to be doors and door locks and mechanical stuff. And the reason I like to work with residential, commercial equipment, pool pumps, refrigerators, I got a window or a door open somewhere. The reason I like to work with mechanical stuff, because you can control it. It has to follow you. It don't control you. Now when you're trying to manage people, when you manage like something mechanical, it has to do what you tell it to do. And when you manage people, have their own will. So these managers that manage people, that's a big issue right there. I don't know how people do it. I kind of look up to them saying, wow. Because each person has their own will. And if you're working as a team to move toward a situation and the team doesn't want to go that way, then how does the captain of the ship run the ship if the team's going a different way, you know? Do you get new crew and send the crew along? But then you come up with the same problem. So you have to, sometimes it's not the people, sometimes it's the ship. The problem is sometimes the ship. So the ship needs to be rebuilt, or the system needs to be rebuilt a lot of times. is a trip. Object lesson. If you're facing something, step back. Look at it from different perspectives. Think about it. Try again. Try again.